Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
That's right. It's Monday. It's Wisconsin's Morning News. It's 7:21. That means we take a look at the week ahead. What's going to be in your timeline, your news feed, on your Facebooks, on the web pages, on the radio, TVs, or newspapers? Am I missing
those? Are all the sources.
All right. Well, so get
what's your
for
neighbor going to be talking about this week?
at the copy machine. yeah, we're going to have heat here the next few days, so get ready for that. Steaminess, you'll be told everything you need to about how to stay cool, hydrate yourself, take breaks in and outside, check on your neighbors. All of that should take place this week. MPF's going to meet today to find a new interim superintendent. Don't know if that's actually going to be announced today, but they're working on that as they then begin the search for a legitimate full-time superintendent.
Yeah, some folks were confused by this because there is someone running the district right now.
Yes.
This is one of these deputy superintendents.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only going to be a temporary situation. They'll name an interim first, and then they'll launch their intergalactic search later for the long-term.
Sources tell me Tommy Thompson's throwing his head in. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. There's nothing to suggest he's going to be the interim superintendent. Today marks 30 years since O.J. Simpson was arrested, so I'm sure you'll see on the networks a little bit of O.J. talk again today. The Celtics look to win the NBA Finals tonight. They're up 3-1 over the Mavericks. This would be their blank championship.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Their blank championship? 7th.
18th.
They're good at basketball.
Tomorrow, former President Donald Trump comes to Wisconsin. He'll be in Racine at Racine Festival Park tomorrow afternoon. Vladimir Putin heads to North Korea tomorrow. He's going to meet with Kim Jong-un. We don't know how he's getting there yet, if he's flying in or if he's training.
Of course he's flying, right? No, it's Kim Jong-un who takes
the
train.
Yeah, but he's got a network of rail. You'd think maybe Putin would take advantage.
Takes that slow green train right up into Russia. No, he's got to be flying.
I don't know. Departing Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will testify Tuesday before a Senate panel. This after a whistleblower claimed that the aircraft maker was putting out defective airplanes. We've had issues with these planes. A couple of fatal crashes. We had that one where the door plug blew out and the door opened up. It's been other issues as well. So Boeing's been under fire. So you can imagine that I'm sure he'll hear from it. Those senators are going to be all over that one trying to monologue in front of him.
Yeah, and worse for him, he already quit.
So yeah, right, like this, yeah, right.
It's not like you're fighting in there to save your job or save, like, you're going to have Adam.
Mr. Calhoun, can you define a Dutch roll, please? The Florida Panthers look to win their Stanley Cup tomorrow night. Game 5 is Tuesday. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it would be really neat if the Panthers win, because the GM of the Panthers, Bill Zito, is a Milwaukee guy. And he said last year when they were in the finals.
Right, remember you talked to him.
Yeah, he said he talked to ESPN Milwaukee, and I got to talk to him on the phone. He said that he's bringing the cup here. If he wins, he's bringing the cup here. So root for the Panthers, because maybe then we'll see the Stanley Cup in Milwaukee. Wednesday is Juneteenth Day, a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Financial markets, post offices, others will be closed. We also have a big parade in Milwaukee. Also Wednesday, Joe Gal returns. Yes, the former UW lacrosse chancellor who was fired for posting porn of himself and his wife on the internet, on some of the porn sites. They have a 2-day hearing, which seems like a lot to me. I don't know why it needs to be two days.
There was a lot of porn.
They really want to keep this in the news as long as possible. So let's make it a 2-day event.
I'm all for it. It serves our program well.
So I have some bad news, though.
Yeah, I asked if it was going to be, like, can we listen in on this?
Does not appear that this 2-day hearing will be streamed.
Why not? Oh,
well, it's personnel
issues.
Thing, yeah.
Okay, so they'll hide behind that. This
so
is
anyway, he's
issue.
Basically, he's already been removed as chancellor, but this is about being on the tenured faculty, whether there's cause to remove him entirely. So he's still getting
paycheck. He still works at lacrosse.
Yeah. So anyway, Gao returns on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, Top Chef episode, the final Top Chef episode.
Okay.
It's Wednesday
not
night.
Chef Dan is not associated.
Yeah, let's get our music ready.
Right. Which music for Chef Dan?
So Chef Dan Jacobs of Milwaukee, he's one of two chef testants in their final episode of Top Chef, which was based around Wisconsin and Milwaukee this season. So that'll be exciting.
Folks texted in this morning. They said there are three finalists.
Oh,
three people
left.
Make it to
oh,
the last
I'm sorry.
Day.
I said two. I'm sorry. Three. Thursday is the official start of summer. Of course, Summerfest. The funeral for Marquette Chancellor Michael Lovell will take place on Thursday as well. And then at the movies, got another one coming.
Set, action.
Lord have mercy.
All so the best thing to do when they were making
after you like have a huge box office win with Inside Out 2 is to do another exorcism movie.
Everything's cursed.
Yes. Anyway.
What is happening
here? So here's the thing.
Mysterious.
Russell Crowe's in this. It's not based on The Exorcist, nor is it based on The Pope's Exorcist, which Russell Crowe is in. This is just another exorcism movie.
Just a movie about exorcism.
It's actually a movie about a movie making a movie about exorcism, and then it turns haunted in the movie studio.
It is not.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Odd timing on that one, too. Don't you wait for Halloween for that one?
Right. But this is the best movie they got coming out this weekend. After we just had a successful weekend, we finally had a return of Barbie-like numbers with the Inside Out thing.
News about your money this morning. WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. The Dow Jones Industrial Average left things on Friday at 39,589. That was down nearly 60 points. The NASDAQ closed up 21 to 17,689. And the S&P 500 off just a couple of points Friday to 5,432. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. Financial planning at every level. Details at annexwealth.com. This music come back.